Welcome to your finally Friday edition of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast for October 10th, 2025. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and the podcast made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them at ffbt.com. Coming up on the podcast, Ryan Martin has your harvest weather forecast. It's presented by Beacon Credit Union. A College of Ag Purdue grad tells us how she found her career. And Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting reviews Thursday's grain markets. All that and much more coming your way next on the Hoosier Ag Today podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Ryan Martin's mostly dry harvest weather forecast and highlights of the Purdue College of Agriculture Career Fair. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. Mostly dry. That's according to Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's latest harvest weather forecast, brought to you by Beacon Credit Union.
Hello, this is Brandon Decker, your local ag loan officer with Beacon Credit Union, wishing everyone a safe, bountiful, and successful harvest season.
Martin says there may be a hiccup for northern Indiana.
The only hiccup we see nearby will be some cloud cover trying to come out of Michigan and down into northern Indiana as we move overnight Friday night into Saturday morning. A few spits and sprinkles can be popping up in northern tier counties of Indiana, but only clouds down to about US 24. Southern half of the state should be cloud-free as we move through the entirety of the weekend.
According to Martin, there may be a little instability in the latter part of next week.
A big weather system moving through areas to our north, but we see a tail end of a front try and sneak through late Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, so maybe you see some clouds there. I don't think it's giving us a lot of precipitation, but it does signal slightly cooler air coming the end of this upcoming week.
He's saying we could see some rain next weekend going into the week after next.
We can see scattered showers anywhere from a tenth to probably half an inch, coverage at 80% of the Hoosier State. But the bigger story is what happens behind that front. After 2 days, Monday the 20th and Tuesday the 21st, holding in with temperatures near normal or definitely not cold, we do see cold Canadian air sagging down, not just across the Great Lakes, but across the entire country. So that I think the second half of the week of the 20th will be a little bit on the chilly side.
You can find Ryan Martin's full harvest weather forecast brought to you by Beacon Credit Union at HoosierAgToday.com.
Stop overspending on fertilizer. BioCast Max by BW Fusion helps growers cut up to a total 65 pounds of collective nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium per acre without sacrificing yield. BioCast Max is engineered to release nutrients that already exist in your soil, saving you up to $24 per acre. With BioCast Max, you put less in and get more out. This is how we farm now.
Learn more at www.bw-fusion.com/BioCastMax.
Two gyms were filled Tuesday at the Purdue College of Agriculture Career Fair held on campus. They were filled with employers and prospective employees. Many students were seeking internships while others were looking for their career after graduation. Eric Pfeiffer shares how this employee found her career at the Ag Fair about a decade ago.
Amy Osborne, VP Commercial and Ag Lender at First Farmers Bank and Trust, recalls her time at the Purdue Ag Career Fair as a student. She was waiting in line to visit another company she was familiar with.
Turns out that I was standing right next to the First Farmers Bank and Trust booth. And at the time, the gentleman there, his name was Craig Langley. He was a great guy, lender here, and shook my hand. We started talking, and he said, "Well, are you interested in banking?" And like a naive student that I was, said no. Amazingly, he saw right through the no and saw a interest in both people and numbers, and that's how we started to have that conversation. We ended up interviewing, and obviously I'm here with First Farmers still to this day. So almost 10 years later, I'm with First Farmers, and looking back, that was an awesome experience that I had at the career fair.
Osborne says the career fair is a time for students to figure out what internship or career they might want,
but also to find things that might not work for them, too. So having those conversations, even if somebody like me comes up and says no, it's still being able to have the conversation of getting to know people.
According to Purdue, of the 544 College of Ag graduates in May of last year, 91% of those are employed or continuing their education. 62% are employed right here in the state.
Thanks, Eric. Read more on these stories and more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Pushing for yield? Of course you are. But what's left behind the combine? A golden opportunity, that's what. Take advantage of the bound up nutrition in your residue with Reclaim from Direct Enterprises. Reclaim makes valuable nutrition available to your next crop, enhances soil health, and reduces reliance on tillage. Plan ahead, get ahead with Reclaim. Learn more about Reclaim and find your local dealer online at directenterprises.com. That's directenterprises.com.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Nothing really super exciting to talk about here. We have a fairly wide open dry window. Today we are sunny, and after a very chilly start, we're going to bounce nicely. Temperatures moderating through the afternoon. There is a disturbance trying to work through the Great Lakes region, southern Canada, as we move through the late afternoon, overnight tonight, and into tomorrow morning. This mostly affects Michigan with a few hit-and-misses scattered showers, but I think cloud cover offshoots from that will get down into Indiana. And if you are in northern tier counties, I will say keep an eye out for a spit or a sprinkle. It's not a big deal, but I think it does insulate us from our overnight lows overnight a little bit here, but it will also keep a lid on daytime highs for Saturday in northern parts of the state. We should get sunshine back by mid to late afternoon in all areas up north, and we're looking at a fully sunny day farther south. The rest of the weekend looks good. Sunday, fantastic, with temperatures quite moderate. And then next week, Monday through Friday, I have no major weather issues to talk about. Beautiful sunshine in here, and temperatures that are seasonal to above normal. Our next front likely tries to work through as we finish out next weekend, going from Sunday night into Monday, the 19th into the 20th. The front doesn't have a lot of moisture, but I think we can see some scattered showers and thunderstorms over 80% of the state, anywhere from a tenth to half an inch at least. Behind that, we are still mild for Monday and early Tuesday, but see significant cold air starting to advance southward across the entirety of the country from Tuesday night on forward through Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. That's the 22nd, 23rd, so on and so forth. Definitely seeing some colder air trying to work this direction. But, you know, it's also, I suppose, that time of year that we should get these temperatures down a little bit. I don't think it's a long-term push into cold air. I am seeing signs of another upper-level ridge building over the western United States. So, again, not long-term, but cooler for the second half of the week of the 20th. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Corn and soybeans ending lower Thursday. This is Hoosier Ag Today, and I'm CJ Miller with your Thursday Farm Market Review. It's brought to you by AcrePro. Buying or selling farmland? Accomplish your goals with the help of AcrePro's land professionals at acrepro.com. With grain market analysis, time to check in with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. He and I spoke before the close of trade Thursday. Well, the shutdown of the federal government continues, which means USDA's scheduled WASDE report for Thursday was postponed. Corn and soybeans, though, ended lower Thursday. And Carl, I'm curious, what led to the lower grain prices that we saw Thursday?
A lot of it simply just a correction from what we've seen to start out the week. And we didn't see really what you would call gangbuster moves in the grains. But soybeans have showed a little strength this week, and we've perked up here. Most of that coming from U.S. yield reports, and we are getting in more and more production reports that, corn and soybean yields coming in a little bit less than trade was expecting. The ongoing shutdown of the U.S. government weighed on trade here a little bit. Today was the expected release of the October WASD report. Now there's some talk we could see this before the end of the month if Congress and government would all start back up. Seems highly unlikely. So we're going to continue to trade the September numbers, even though we are getting these anecdotal reports of lower than expected yields. Trade wants confirmation before it adjusts their positions. And we're seeing some weakness in the outside markets today. Crude oil down $1 plus a barrel in the afternoon trade here, and gold dropping over $100 an ounce, taking back all of its gains it put on yesterday. Seeing the financial market also start to impact grain trade, the value of the U.S. dollar, we saw a big rally there today, making U.S. grain a little bit more affordable to an importer. The thoughts that could cut into our demand a little bit here, especially on corn, as we see a little bit more competition out of South America. All in all, mostly a risk-off type trading day.
Well, last week, Carl, Reuters published a new story about the trade war between the U.S. and China, the impact it's had on America's soybean farmers. And Reuters on Facebook published the story, and this is what they said. U.S. soybean farmers deserted by big buyer China scramble for other importers. Now, you reposted that same story on your Facebook page, and you added your own comments, and I'll paraphrase what you wrote, but you said that the story is, well, a bunch of baloney.
You are correct, and the article is correct. We have seen a loss of Chinese business this year. China has no corn, soybeans, or wheat on the books from the United States at this time. And this does stem from the trade war that we did start with China. China really expanding their horizons and looking for more sources for commodities. All in all, though, my concern with the article is that we are not scrambling to find other buyers for our soybeans. Matter of fact, if you take China out of the equation and buyers outside of China this year versus last year, we have sold 500,000 metric tons more soybeans to buyers outside of China than we did a year ago at this time. So that article is not exactly accurate. When you add China in, yes, our sales are down about 30% on the year. We got to remember, though, we are 1 month into the marketing year. China has roughly 400 million bushels of soybeans they need to buy between now and when the South American harvest will start. China will either have to completely deplete their domestic reserves or turn to the U.S. for soybeans in that period. Also got to look at the fact that our soybean crop is getting a touch smaller. We've seen some production estimates come in with a 4.2 billion bushel crop. Well, that would still be fairly large compared to recent crops. We got to look at the fact our new crop demand is projected at 4.35 billion bushels, and our new crop stocks to use is already down to 300 million bushels. We cut that in half, we're going to see significant price rationing in the market. The only place we can really cut demand right now is our exports. You can almost make the case if China would show up and start buying, it would create unfavorable economics in the soy complex for our domestic crushers at this point.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Check out his website, consusag.net. That's consusag.net. A check of your grain and livestock markets from Thursday on the way next.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
Settlements from Thursday, December corn down 3 3/4 at 418 and a quarter. March corn also down 3 3/4 at 434. November soybeans dropping 7 1/4 to 1022 and a quarter. January beans 5 3/4 lower at 1038 and a half. December wheat down 0.75 cents to 506 and a half. October live cattle climbing $1.17 Thursday to 235.02. But October lean hogs down 62 cents to $97 even. Be sure to check out our website. In fact, bookmark it on your PC or on your phone. It's HoosierAgToday.com, your home for all the latest Indiana farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.